This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Scott Simon is away. Fighting continues along Pakistan's western border with Afghanistan as Pakistani military and special forces engage militants who they believe are protecting a major al-Qaeda leader. It's been 5 days now since the standoff began. Pakistan's military has surrounded mud fortresses where they've engaged militants in an often pitched battle. Early on, Pakistanis thought that Dr. Ayman Zawahiri was perhaps inside. He is the man believed to be number two in the al-Qaeda organization. NPR's Michael Sullivan joins us from Islamabad, Pakistan. Michael, hello.
Hi, Linda.
What's happening?
Well, Pakistani officials are saying today that they believe there's about 400 to 500 of these fighters holed up in several different compounds near the Afghan border. And the officials say they've now taken roughly 100 of these men into custody. Many of them, the Pakistanis say, are ethnic Uzbeks or Chechens or Arabs who will be interrogated to see what more can be learned about the identity of the suspected high-ranking al-Qaeda official who was rumored to be trapped in this area. But a Pakistani general today said that person probably wasn't Ayman al-Zawahiri. Radio intercepts, the officer said, suggested this guy is probably a Chechen or an Uzbek because most of the traffic in those intercepts was in one of those languages. So I suppose it's not inconceivable that he is among those detained, that Zawahiri is among those detained or among those who remain holed up in these compounds. But there is definitely a little more hedging today after initial reports suggested he was there.
Are U.S. forces participating in this fighting?
Definitely participating on the other side of the border in Afghanistan by making sure that the fighters don't try to escape by crossing over that border. And many of these villages are very, very close to it. Remember, the U.S. and Pakistan launched a coordinated offensive in the area earlier this month called Operation Mountain Storm, the aim of which was to squeeze these guys between the Americans on the Afghanistan side and the Pakistani military on this side, flush them out. And this seems to be part of that effort, and it appears to be having the desired result, at least for now, even if no really big fish are in the net.
What made the Pakistanis think that Dr. al-Zawahiri might be there in southern Pakistan?
Probably a combination of things. The first of which, I think, is the ferocity with which these fighters defended their compounds. I think this caught the Pakistanis by surprise. And that, I think, made them think that these fighters must be trying to protect somebody important. Then there were statements from some Pakistani officials saying they'd heard he'd been in the area recently. And then, of course, Pakistan's President Musharraf spoke of a high-value target in a television interview earlier this week, fueling even more speculation. But even if he's not there, the fighting there has been intense. There's many dead, many wounded on both sides over the past 5 days. And for the moment, Linda, it doesn't really look like it's going to end anytime soon.
Michael, remind us who this man is, Dr. al-Zawahiri.
Well, he'd be a real catch if they did indeed get him. He's the real deal. Osama bin Laden may be the leader of al-Qaeda, but al-Zawahiri, by all accounts, is the man who gets things done. He's the number two and the man who masterminded the September 11th attacks in New York and Washington. He's Egyptian. He was a leader in the Islamic resistance in Egypt before hooking up with Osama. He's a physician, some say Osama's personal physician, and taking him out would definitely be a morale boost for the U.S. forces. But it's difficult to say what effect that would have on the organization of al-Qaeda as a whole, whether it would actually help prevent future attacks by them or their regional affiliates in the future. I think we just don't know the answer to that.
NPR's Michael Sullivan speaking from Islamabad in Pakistan. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Linda.